Monster Truck Jam at Wells Fargo Arena, Des Moines, Saturday the 7th. That is coming up real quick. And on the phone with us, we got Darren Miguez, driver of Nitro Menace. Darren, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing fine. Yeah, we are so looking forward to Monster Jam. But we got some questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let's keep them simple, okay? It's still early in the morning.
We won't work you too hard, I promise.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm wondering, how does one, like, if you're just a normal kid out there, maybe 9, 10 years old, and his dream is to drive a monster truck, how does he get into that?
Well, you know, the most important thing is you got to have an education. You got to go to college. Be smart, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then the best thing you can do is just find your local team and start hanging around them, helping them out. And then, you know, you just work your way up. I mean, nobody ever jumps right in the seat and starts driving. Everybody's got to work their way up. You work on them first. And it's not so much the fun, glamorous job. But, you know, after a while, you get to be a driver, you know, on some team.
So it's a lot more technical than it looks, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, it's not as easy as it looks on TV, you know?
Just dashed all my hopes. Actually, that 9-year-old child was me. I was talking about me, man.
What kind of horsepower are we talking about with the old monster truck there? Nitro,
you know,
Menace.
This old girl probably puts out about 1,500 horse. Not bad, you know?
Not bad. Yeah, 1,500, that's not bad. Supercharged, methane, fuel. So with all that power, have you ever gone airborne?
You know, every now and then I like to get his tires off the ground, but I like to keep them on the ground because I get scared and I close my eyes. And
oh.
If you ever had a camera and a video recorder, you'd see me in there screaming like a little girl, you know, flying.
But nobody can hear you over all the noise, right?
So it's not like Dukes of Hazzard or nothing when you're going, yeehaw.
Right, but can we not repeat that? I don't want people to know.
Oh, okay. Of course not. It's not like we're on 100,000 watt covering 25 counties. No, we won't repeat that. We won't tell a soul.
No.
All right. Ooh, thank you. I don't want that out.
Now, what do you do about flat tires? It's got to be hard, right? You can't exactly just, you know, call the auto club.
No, that's where the old redneck hillbilly stuff kicked in. You go to work. You know, we got patches, air compressors. We got a crew guy, and he really loves it when we get flat tires because that's when he gets to take time off, sit in the tire, grind on it for an hour or two, put a patch, and kind of relax.
I see.
But it's a lot of work. You know, we carry spare with us sometimes, and sometimes we throw that on. Other times, you know, we might borrow a tire from another guy.
Really?
We've done that a time or two.
Well, that's kind of cool. So do you drive the truck to these different venues, or how do you transport it?
We have tractor trailers that we haul them in.
Oh, I see.
Because they're not exactly street legal, are they?
Well, that'd be too
no,
bad.
But you know what? I do. I have an ultimate dream, and it's on my bucket list, and that is to go to a motorhome or RV place and just strap on the old helmet and just, you know, go through a camper or a couple hundred, you know, until she quits.
Yeah. We're gonna hang out, man.
Oh my goodness! Now
just
we
something small, you know.
Yeah, no big deal.
No big deal.
So we, you know, we talked about the horsepower and being able to get off the ground with these things. So how fast does the Nitro Menace go?
You know, these trucks have been clocked around 65, 66 miles an hour.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty fast for a big old machine like that.
It is.
Well, you know, we call it 12,000 pounds of metal. You know, and it's the mass and the size of it that's amazing that we can get them that fast. Someday.
And it's only one seat and one cup holder, right? Is that right?
Yes, and one 8-track player.
One 8-track player.
What do you got on repeat in the 8-track?
Bee Gees.
Oh, you are the man.
How deep is your love? That's what you're going for there?
Oh, you know what? It gets you in the mood, keeps you relaxed, you know? You got to stay relaxed.
I like it. I like it a lot. I got to say, you're a pretty soft-spoken fella for being a monster truck driver.
Yeah, I'm just quiet and shy. But you know what? I do all my talk on the track.
I
you
see.
Know?
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are these trucks made out of? Like aluminum, plastic, what?
No, they're all made out of steel with a fiberglass body on them. They're
okay.
All fiberglass shells.
And do you have many of those? You have a couple of those in case it gets
cracked? Actually, I have a spare body of each one of my trucks. Hopefully, that's all I need.
All right. So, Darren, do you have a website people can check out Nitro Menace?
They can go on our Facebook page, TK Motorsports, but then Nitro Menace also has its own page also on there.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Cannot wait. Thank you for your time today, Darren.
Hey, thank you guys for having us.
All
Look
right.
Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait. Come out there with my earplugs or my headphones or something. It's going to get loud.
I thought you were filling in for me this weekend.
Oh, yes,
there you go, Jonathan.
I
dream
like
come true.
Thinks. That's right. I like how he thinks.
You know, just something. I mean, it's easy. You know, you sign some autographs, you know, hug some babies, you know, and then you just jump in, you go do a couple of jumps, and you come back, do a couple more jumps, and you do a couple more jumps, you know, and then you go sign autographs again.
Right
really
on.
Really pretty easy, you know.
Okay.
You can handle that, right?
Yes, sir, I can. If I can't, I'll fake it.
That a boy. What I do.
All right, Darren. Again, thanks so much. And you're going to be at Monster Jam this Saturday, the 7th, 7 p.m. at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.